Hello, and welcome to the A Fresh Reflection from the 17th of January. This week, we are reading John's Gospel, where Jesus calls Philip and Nathanael. John chapter 1, verses 43 to 51. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered him, "Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." Now often, and we looked at this passage in the morning as well, and there we looked at what this means for us. We take the disciples as role models and think about what it means to follow Jesus when Jesus calls. So in the evening and afresh, we decided to look at Jesus. In this passage, it's only 9 verses long. We see 7 descriptions of Jesus, 7 names or descriptions that are used to describe who he is. And sometimes we're so focused on the disciples, we forget to look at what John is saying here about who Jesus is. So let's look at those names. The first thing is that Philip calls him of whom Moses and the prophets wrote. He's Jesus of Nazareth. He's the son of Joseph. He's the son of God. The King of Israel. Son of Man. Rabbi. When we discuss which name spoke to us most, we discovered that it was Rabbi and Son of God, names maybe that we really closely associate with Jesus. But I think it's also really good to recognise the Jewishness of this Messiah, him of whom Moses and the prophets wrote, King of Israel. And then we were laughing about the fact that Nathanael was shocked at Philip's description. And we thought he should be shocked at the claim that Philip was making, the claim that this person he's met, this man, was the Messiah, the person that was already prophesied about in the prophets and in the law. But no, apparently the thing Nathanael found shocking was that anything good could come out of Nazareth. And we imagined maybe what Jesus would have thought of that. He'd have been smiling to himself when he thinks, "Let's see what he has to say when he meets me." It's very good to think about what our calling is, what Jesus is asking us to do, how we should respond. But whilst doing that, we need to keep our eyes on Jesus and remember who Jesus is. Him of whom Moses and the prophet wrote, Jesus of Nazareth. Son of Joseph, Son of God, King of Israel, Rabbi, Son of Man. Lord, we thank you that you were Jesus of Nazareth, that you took on human form, but also Son of God. We thank you that you came to fulfill the prophecies written in the law and the prophets, that you spent time among a family, being son of Joseph, that you are the greatest king that we could ever imagine, that you teach us and look after us and reach out to us. May we respond to your call and come and follow you. Amen.